Welcome everyone. Thank you for joining us today as we celebrate the mission to remember the fallen, honor those that serve and their families, and teach the next generation the value of freedom. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in a moment of prayer given by Reverend Jamie McMahon from Eastside Baptist Church to remember the fallen, prisoners of war, and those missing in action, and honor those who have served and are serving this great nation.
Let us pray.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just humbly come before your throne today. Lord, we just thank you for this beautiful day you've given us, Lord. We thank you for this beautiful time that you've given us, Lord, as we honor those who paid that ultimate sacrifice. Lord, we lift up those families during this time. Lord, we understand what this time of year means, and that's the birth of our Savior. Lord, I pray that you'll send your angels to minister to those families today. And Lord, we just thank you again for all your many blessings. Lord, we thank you again for the sacrifices those men and women gave. And Lord, we just, as those wreaths are placed today, Lord, I pray it's a reminder for the ultimate sacrifice by that soldier of the cross, your son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just thank you again for that ultimate sacrifice that he paid. Lord, we thank you again for this time. Lord, we lift those up to you today. We honor the memories of those passed on. And Lord, we just thank you again for all your many blessings. And I pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Wreaths Across America's mission is to remember, honor, and teach. With that being said, today we are teaching the next generation. Please stand and join me and my grandson, Easton Barrett, as we say the pledge to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please remain standing as Zach Ryder will come and sing the national anthem for us today. Across America event. Right now, across the country, more than 4,909 memorial sites, just like this one, are gathered as one nation to remember, honor, and teach, and to lay more than 3 million wreaths. We are all proud to be Americans that live in a free society made up of many people from many walks of life. The freedoms we enjoy today have not come without a price. Lying here before us and in cemeteries throughout the nation are men and women who have given their lives so that we can live in freedom and without fear. We can worship as we see fit. We can raise our children to believe as we do. We are free to vote for the leaders of our choosing, and we can have the right to succeed, and we have the right to fail at whatever endeavors we wish to pursue. The United States of America was founded on ideals of freedom, justice, and equality. Our nation stands as a shining beacon of liberty and freedom to the world. We thank those who gave their lives and keep us free. We shall not forget you. We shall remember. Today, many of you here are veterans of war and conflicts that Americans have had to fight to protect. This nation has always been the first to step up for freedom of people from around the world. Many of you here today have answered that call and served our country well. For this, we say thank you. And we are honored to know you. If you served in our country, please stand or raise your hand. We do thank you. There are many men and women serving today in all branches of the military, here at home and in places far away, and most of us have never even heard of. These men and women are part of the best trained, best equipped force in the world. We honor them and their families for the sacrifice they make each day to keep our country safe from terrorism, hatred, and injustice. Quoting our 40th United States President, President Ronald Reagan, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on from to do the same. Or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children that what it was once like in the United States where men were free. Today we show a gratitude front of. I'm sorry. Today we show a united front of gratitude and respect across the United States of America as we remember the fallen, honor those who served and their families, and teach the next generation the value of freedom. I want to welcome Jessica Varn from the South Carolina State Guard. She's going to help with the ceremonial part. Melanie Gillespie will introduce the ceremonial wreath presenters.
Jad Smith, U.S. Army, will lay a remembrance wreath in memory of those who served and are serving in the United States Army. Daniel McGowan, U.S. Marines, will lay a remembrance wreath in memory of those who served and are serving in the United States Marine Corps. Eric Hyam, United States Army, will lay a remembrance wreath in memory of those who served and are serving in the United States Navy. Scott Lang, U.S. Air Force, future Pickens County Council member, will lay a remembrance wreath in memory of those who served and are serving in the United States Air Force. Sherry Harris, United States Army, past commander of the American Legion Post 67, will lay a remembrance wreath in honor of those serving in the United States Space Force. Frank Cantrell, U.S. Army, past commander of the American Legion Post 67, will lay a remembrance wreath in memory of those who served and are serving in the United States Coast Guard. David McAllister, United States Army, will lay a remembrance wreath in memory of those who served and are serving in the United States Merchant Marines. Mike Urell, United States Navy, will lay a remembrance wreath in honor of the 93,129 United States servicemen from all branches of service whose last known status was either prisoners of war or missing in action. These individuals have never returned to their families and homes. We shall not forget you.
I would like to share a conversation I had with a Vietnam vet with PTSD. He was very broken. He told me last year's wreath day was the first time in 60 years that he really felt at peace about his service. He said the ceremony and placing the wreath has been healing. We often think this is to honor and remember our fallen heroes only, which it is, but we also need to remember we are also helping the healing to begin.
Honor, respect, and victory. The evergreen is for longevity and endurance. The red bow is for great sacrifice. The forest scent is for purity and simplicity. The circular shape is for eternity.
So many individuals have contributed to the success of this project, and I am truly grateful to each and every one of you. Donkey, thank you for stepping up and helping me and Scott place the flags on all the graves. That was such a big help. Thank you to the South Carolina State Guard for helping to distribute the boxes around the cemetery and placing the chairs today. And to the staff of Liberty Mortuary, thank you for all your help and hard work to make this successful. Thank you to all of our sponsors that helped make today possible. If it were not for you, every veteran here in this cemetery would not have a wreath. Liberty Mortuary, Post Fall Custom Memorials, Pickens County Florists were donating the wreath stands, Brad and Kayla Holtzclaw. Without your help, this would not be possible at all. Thank you for allowing me to do my thing and be able to honor our veterans here in Liberty. Can we give Brad and Kayla a hand, please? At this time, I would like to ask the Punisher Law Enforcement Motorcycle Club to step forward. And Vic, I need Vic. I see you, okay. Liberty, please. First of all, I'd like to thank Vic for his service to our law enforcement. So the Punishers Motorcycle Club is a law enforcement motorcycle club. This year, we partnered with Liberty Police Department, Liberty Fire Department, Central Police Department, and Fire Department, and these ladies and gentlemen have raised $25,000 for Shop with a Cop and other heroes. The kids in our community, we had 40 last night that we took shopping, so they do have a Christmas this year. At this time, I would like to let you know how special this cemetery is. We have two Medal of Honor heroes laid to rest here. There's 7 in South Carolina, 4 in Pickens County, and out of those 4, 2 are here. Thank you for coming to honor our vets here. Today, there is a similar ceremony happening at Arlington National Cemetery, which was the first site in 1992. We ask everyone here today who places a wreath on a veteran's grave to give an honor salute if you are active or former military, or place your hand on your heart and say the veteran's name out loud and thank them for their service to our country. We don't know them all, but we do owe them. Remember, we are not here to decorate graves. We are here to remember not their deaths, but their lives. Each wreath is a personal gift of appreciation to an American hero for a grateful America. It's a small act that goes a long way towards keeping the memory of our veterans alive. To our children and grandchildren, we want you to understand the freedoms you enjoy today have not been free, but have come with the cost that someday you may have to pay yourself. As a nation standing together, we can defeat terrorism, hatred, and injustice. Thank you to our veterans. We have the freedom to do just that. Okay, so before placing the wreath on the headstone, just take a minute, make sure the bow is flopped a little bit. You're going to lay the wreath at like a 12 o'clock position. We have all the veterans' grave marked with American flags. Now, don't get confused because some of them do have footstones, but we're going to lay it up at the head. If you see a grave that is not marked, make sure it doesn't have a death, but let us, one of us know that we think we got them all. If you take the last wreath out of a box, please lay the box over on the side so everyone knows it's empty. Starting today, if you purchase 2 wreaths through the website, we will receive 5 wreaths due to a private sponsor now through January 17th. Now is a great time to purchase the wreaths for next year. If you have any questions or concerns on that, you can contact Brad or me. We can let you know and help you. If you have a loved one that you are placing a wreath on their grave today, we ask you to go ahead and get up and head towards their grave. That way you can place the wreath for them. Thank you for coming today and honoring our veterans. This does conclude the ceremony, but I do ask if you don't have someone, just wait just a second and let them get to their wreath. Thank you.